Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's Healthline, we bring you part two in our look at diabetes. Living with a disease can be difficult, and how a person treats him or herself during their day-to-day life, not only when ill, can help worsen or help their situation. Diabetes affects the body's sugar levels and can be caused either by genetics or lifestyle habits. Dr. Tamu Davidson says the major lifestyle risk factor for diabetes is being overweight or obese.
So we know from the research that has been done that as the overweight and obesity increases, so does the level of diabetes. And so in order to reduce the weight, address obesity, we know that 80% of that is due to nutrition, so you need to address your nutrition, your diet, and about 20% physical activity. So both physical activity and diet are critical components in trying to maintain a healthy weight or get yourself to a healthy weight.
Diabetes is classed with hypertension as a silent killer, and as such, screening and testing is crucial, especially if you have difficulty keeping your weight in a healthy range.
You can have diabetes for many, many, many years and not know. And in fact, we say about one in four Jamaicans who, you know, were surveyed in a national survey were not aware that they had diabetes. And so by the time you have symptoms, you may have had the disease for about 10 years before.
Georgette Morgan, who has been living with diabetes for 14 years, says she has no family history of the illness and admits to having not made the healthiest lifestyle choices. Ms. Morgan also says she had other major illnesses that may have contributed to her getting diabetes. It was during a routine checkup that she was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes.
What do you think could have contributed to you developing diabetes?
I guess what I eat. Because I love a lot of fast food, and Kentucky and stuff like that, and chips and stuff.
Ms. Morgan, who is in her 40s, says the only problem she experiences with her diabetes is frequent urination at night, one of the symptoms described by Dr. Davidson.
The increased lung cancer, urinating frequently, you may have vaginal infections, blurred vision, extreme tired or fatigue, nausea, vomiting, weight loss, rapid weight gain, impotence. You really should check to see if you have diabetes.
Diabetes can affect the nerves and blood vessels in the body, especially the small and delicate vessels in the eyes. Ms. Morgan says she is experiencing blurry vision and her blood sugar levels often fluctuate. She's advising other diabetics to practice healthy lifestyle habits. Remember, taking medication is only part of controlling an illness. Lifestyle has a big role to play. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan. Until next time, stay healthy.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, no bother spreading a disease, no. Hand washing is key.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offence. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.